Jarka Halková and the up-and-coming chef Martin Polačko show you how to prepare a delicious and very easy-to-bake dessert, traditional apple and pear pastry purses.
There is Christmas apple pear dessert to be prepared. Yeah. We have sliced
apples and pears. Gonna use the ginger, fresh ginger, honey, a little bit of cinnamon, and a little bit of cloves. And there you go. We're gonna caramelize that on the pan, and we're gonna do little purses, or yeah, we can call the purses like little ravioli or something like this from a puff pastry. We're gonna bake it in an oven.
Okay, let's do it then. Yeah. What shall we do with this ginger?
So I'm gonna peel it. I'm gonna tell a little trick. People are peeling with a knife or peeler, but what I learned to peel it with a little teaspoon, which is like actually just like scrubbing off the skin. Actually, we are scrubbing only that much as you can, you know, or I mean as you need it, because peeling of ginger, you're taking a lot of it. There you see, can you see that? Just very thin, and it's quite easy. So I'm just grating.
We're going to mix it together with apples and pears.
Yeah. And we're going to pincer it in, adding a little butter, just a little bit, and put a little cloves and cinnamon. Shoop. So now we're putting it in the pan on a little bit of butter, like a tablespoon of butter. And we're putting all this fruit. As we said from the beginning, I think it was five apples and two, three pears. I'm just going to caramelize it. Caramelizing means softening until nice brown color. When you're caramelizing vegetables like shallot or onion, doesn't mean you're making caramel from sugar. You're gonna break the vegetables or fruit. I'm gonna take the sugar out from this special thing what you're cooking. And then when you're adding a little bit of sugar, and of course, gonna make some nice little color and flavoring. So now we are doing dessert, so definitely we can use a little sugar. Gonna use a little honey as well. Cinnamon, or if you have only cinnamon sugar, doesn't matter. See? Are we talking about the caramelization? It's already turning brown nicely.
So it should be all like that, a bit brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lightly in the sugar. If you use the cinnamon sugar, gonna help the browning. Mm-hmm. Ah! Oops.
Excuse me. Apples smell like Christmas.
Yeah. Do you remember we were talking about to make kind of like flambe, a pineapple? But I just figured out like we need to do a little more traditional, so I just changed it. I figure out like, oh, let's do apples. So we'll see how it's gonna turn out.
It has been 4 minutes, hasn't it? They have been in a pan.
The caramelization. It's a process, like probably 10 minutes. I'm adding cinnamon sugar. And to do a little nicer thing, I would like to use raisins and mixed nuts.
Could we add some kind of alcohol into it?
Absolutely. Maybe we can, if we find some kind of whiskey or some, we can add it. Gonna bring definitely more attractive flavor. We're gonna use a Medovina, which is a herb liquor. So we got fruit already, nice and brown, soft.
Could you do it with other kind of fruit?
Absolutely. Use a pineapple. Pineapple is more, to me, it's a little more oriental. So you can, I'm making a little mess. It can be used with a combination with lime juice, brown sugar. Experiment for dessert can be putting a little chili in it.
Chili with sweet fruit.
Yeah. As I said, oriental, which is quite traditional for them to mix it up, those things together. Flavor like sweet, chili. So it's time to put on a honey.
One like teaspoon?
Two tablespoons. Why honey? Honey gonna put like more, combine everything together. Glaze it.
Glaze it.
as it is a wort.
It looks beautiful.
Are you serious?
No, I am. I really like it. Now, a little bit of Medovina.
Exactly. What is it? A little bit. It's Christmas time. Yeah, it's a little bit more.
Or we're living in the Czechoslovakia.
Let's check our purses, please.
Okay, what do you got in? Okay, we got a...
Those in the oven.
We got a mirror here. Lipstick. So, let's see. Like, yeah, nice brown. Till like 10 minutes. 15. I think we need 10 more minutes to brown them. Oh, more.
It's pretty hot. What do you think? Enough?
5 minutes, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so see you in 10 minutes.
See you. Nice smell.
Oh yeah. It's not even smell. It looks not nice. Okay, so we can turn our oven on finally. It's very nice. I'm quite surprised. It's turned very nice. Okay.
Big handbags. Very sweet and delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, let's serve them then.
So what do we do now? Just put it on the plate. This rest of fruit we have. If you don't have, don't worry. You can serve with maybe maple syrup.
Ah, yummy. Is it going to be nice cold as well, or should it be eaten warm?
I think you can serve anyhow you want to. So we got the first bite. It's nice crunchy. Okay. Tastes like apple strudel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice.
Nice and sweet, but not too sweet.
I think it's very nice, warm, or if you want to serve cold, anyhow, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly, sorry, eating and talking at the same time. Summarize the recipe, please.
Chopped apples, pears, mixed nuts, handful, raisins, the same amount, caramelized on a pan with a little butter, cinnamon sugar or plain cinnamon, put a little cloves, a few pieces, and we use the Medovina, right? It can be used any kind of liquor or alcohol, but doesn't have to be if you don't want to.
Honey.
But yeah, and we glaze it with honey, and pretty much we just fill up with the puff pastry. It's little squares or rounds, whatever you want it. Brush it all around with egg, and so we can just fill up. And putting the rounds together, and just made a little purses, and we brush it again with egg all over it, and it was baked for I think it was 20 minutes in our oven, it was around 180 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So need to be checked out till golden brown, and there you go. Just sprinkle it with powdered sugar, or you want to use. Maple syrup or even honey or something like that.
And we have apple and pear handbags.
Exactly. And I think we are totally stuffed now.
Yeah, it is delicious. Thank you for cooking for us.
It was my pleasure, and I hope it's not last time. Thank you.